The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
The boss of a friend recently gathered all his charges together for a ritual New Year pep talk. "Each of you has the right to love your job," he told them. She thought this terrific and looked a bit dashed when I pointed out it was both dangerous and unrealistic. No one has the right to love their jobs. Not only that, most people hate them. If you type into Google, "my job is," the search engine predicts the way your sentence is going. "So boring," or "making me suicidal," or "making me miserable." If you start, "my boss is," Google offers, "lazy," "is bullying me," or, my favourite, "a cow." Even more alarming, if you type, "my job is stimulating," it assumes you've made a typo and suggests what you must have meant was "not stimulating." The internet has a way of whipping up bad feeling. Yet in this case, workplace disaffection is real and growing. We're in the middle of what a professor at UCL in London calls an epidemic of disengagement. Most surveys show that less than a third of workers care for their jobs, and the long-term trend is getting worse. In the UK, there's some evidence that we like our jobs a good deal less than we did in the 1960s. This is most peculiar. I wasn't in the workforce back then, but I was in the 1980s and can confirm things are better than they were then. When I joined the city pre-Big Bang, it was stuffed with upper-class twits in pinstripes, many of whom were astonishingly dim. Jobs were still for life, so if you landed one you didn't like, you were trapped. Promotions took ages, and even then they were largely based on Buggins' turn and who you played golf with. Bullying was so normal, no one thought to complain. Office buildings were dingy, dirty and uncomfortable. There were no such things as ergonomic chairs, and you were likely to get lung cancer from all the passive smoking. Now, not only are offices bright and beautiful, we don't even have to go to them if we don't feel like it. We can work at home instead. Bosses have been taught not to shout. There are gyms and free fruit. And if you happen to be a woman, things have improved beyond recognition. In the 1960s, you were limited to filing and shorthand, while now, at least in theory, you can run the show. So why are we so miserable? The most common reason is having a bad manager. But this is a puzzle, as managers are surely less hopeless now than they were half a century ago. All those MBA degrees, mentoring, coaching and training, none of which existed 50 years ago, can't have been entirely in vain. Part of our modern disaffection may be due to job hopping. Because we can leave at the drop of a hat, we're less likely to make a go of it wherever we are. If everyone's constantly coming and going, no one ever feels secure or has any sense of belonging. But the biggest reason for unhappiness is that we expect too much. Office jobs may have improved, but our expectations have far outstripped them. Better education has not helped. People with university degrees tend to dislike their jobs more than people without them. And so, as more people have degrees, unhappiness rises. As we march up Maslow's hierarchy of needs, it's harder to enjoy the view from the top. Things are made worse by the well-meaning actions of the companies themselves. Faced with a disaffected workforce, they insist it's vital for us to be happy. They trumpet their values. They tell us they are changing the world. They demand that we are all not merely engaged, but passionately so. They encourage us to volunteer at good work, all in the name of meaning. The result is not happiness. According to new research from Sussex University, when done crassly, this sort of thing makes workers unhappier and more disenchanted than they were before. The corporate obsession with happiness is part cause of our unhappiness. When everyone around you is claiming to feel passion or to have found meaning, or when managers say you have a right to love what you do, it's only natural, at the smallest hint of boredom or after a minor run-in with a manager, to conclude that your job makes you suicidal and your boss is a cow.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.